The small, brown and cream-coloured Australian sea snail isn't much to look at, but its cancer-fighting abilities have caught the eye of scientists. Researchers from the University of Wollongong have tweaked a natural occurring chemical from the snails and exposed it to lymphomas and uterine sarcomas. The findings were outstanding. A common chemotherapy drug killed only 10% of the carcinogenic cells, while the snail-based compound destroyed all of them. Jake Sturmer has more.
Since white rock sea snails can't run away from predators or chase after prey, they rely on chemical weapons.
They're essentially little chemical factories, like powerhouses of chemical production.
Danielle Scropetta is a medicinal chemist at the University of Wollongong and part of a team who've been trying to work out how to use the sea snails' chemicals to fight cancer.
In simple terms, I think the way a lot of what we've done is added bulk to the compound and a particular type of bulk. So certain types of chemical additions that we know will match to the target to a better effect.
The chemical already had some cancer-fighting properties, but the modifications made it more potent against drug-resistant cancers.
So this has been really exciting in this project, that early on, every modification we made led to an increase in activity by about tenfold. And that's not always the case in research. You have to often spend years and, you know, a long time to get that sort of an increase in potency. We're currently now at about a thousandfold increase in potency over the original natural product. And we're able to do that in a relatively few steps, which is really important too.
The report's lead author is Dr. Cara Perro, who was part of the team that discovered the white rock's cancer-fighting potential back in 2002. She says the modifications to the chemical have shown outstanding success in the lab. The scientists exposed the tweaked chemical to lymphomas and uterine sarcomas.
After 48 hours, we were able to kill 100% of the cell population versus a commonly used anti-cancer drug, which only showed 10% reduction in 10% cell death over that same period of time.
The fact it's chemo-resistant is what makes it significant, because that's one of the biggest problems facing researchers today, as Associate Professor Scropetta explains.
Multi-drug resistance, you essentially just have a pump. We pump the drug in and the tumour cell has another little pump and it just pumps the drug straight back out again. So we pump more drug in, the tumour pumps more out again. It is a really big problem, so you need to deactivate that pump. You've got to stop the tumour's ability to pump that drug back out again to keep the drug effective. And that's what Cara's doing.
Dr. Perro says this research is promising.
Given that so many of the drugs that we use today come from natural product sources, I wasn't surprised that we found activity against cancer cell lines. But what I was surprised to see was that they're effective against multi-drug resistant cancer cell lines. And so as we're all aware, multi-drug resistance in cancer is a huge clinical problem. And so really there's huge potential for these new class of molecules to be either used alone in the clinic or in combination with what we currently use to reduce that incidence of patient relapse.
The research has been published in the journal Hellion. Next, Dr. Perro will be looking to trial the modified chemicals in animals.
So we've shown that these compounds are actually quite effective against cancer cell lines that are grown in the dish. However, we need to now move to more complex models of the disease. And so what we're doing is we're showing that these compounds are safe and effective for use in humans.
She says that is still 5 to 10 years away.
Jake Sturmer reporting.